Bird Note. Grammy-winning musician Ricky Lee Jones has performed on stages around the world, but at home in New Orleans, she found a new audience.
One thing I notice is that when I go out on my porch where I'm watching birds now, if I play the banjo, play the guitar, or just sit and sing, the birds come and look.
Ricky welcomes wildlife to her yard with feeders and bird baths. She loves watching her feathered friends and learning their calls. They even seem to recognize her voice, too.
You know, I can't sing nearly as high as a cardinal, but I go, and they look, and they come, as if they're going, she's putting food down for us. Don't let the squirrel get it. But I think they are very sensitive to melody. So when we go outside and sing, I think they come to see what's up.
You can help songbirds at home by keeping feeders clean, growing native plants, and turning off outdoor lights at night. You can even show your appreciation in song.
They don't mind if you're professional. Just go go out and sing to them.
Bird Note has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more and join us at birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a song called Soaring on the Strings. Colleen Trim with on fiddle, myself on banjo, and that neat little bass lick at the end was a friend of ours, Daniel Beckman, who was doing a great job of playing bass for us at the time, and we thought that lick sounded really good, so we had to put it in there. I've got some bluegrass music to play for you, and the first band coming up is from an album called Front and Centre, and the band is called Sideline, which is a great name for a band because it was formed as a sideline to all the bands that these people play in. Work in one band and then form another band with some different friends. In particular, Steve Dilling, who was in the Lonesome River Band, and then Russell Moore, and third time out for about 20 years. And Jason Moore on fiddle. He's in different bands. Skip Cherry Holmes played guitar in his family band and also with Lou Reed and Caroline. And they all play with other bands, Nathan Aldridge, Troy Boone, Bailey Coe. And here they are doing a song called Memories That We Shared. The band Sadline with the big long fiddle ending there drawn out sounded great actually. And let's get on with the show. I have an album here from a group that I know very little about, and someone gave me the album and said, you probably will like this, and they were right, I did. And it's a group called the Chapmans, and the album is called Growing Up. a revisionist history. And the Chapmans were a family band, and this is an album after 20 years of playing family music, or they decided to re-record lots of those songs and just give them a new treatment. And I know that that happens in a band, because I've been through that myself. And Jeremy Chapman is a mandolin and does a lot of the lead vocal. John Chapman, guitar and a lot of the vocal. Jason Chapman, I'm assuming, does the bass and also does vocals. And Bill Chapman plays banjo. They don't let him sing, and that's a bit like my bands, where they don't let me sing very often. Stuart Duncan's playing fiddle. Rob Ikes is playing dobro. And this is a song called She's the One That I Can Turn To. Here's the Chapmans after 20 years, a re-recording. Sounding band, and I just love the way, very together in their rhythmic sound, and I just really like that about it. We'll probably hear more from the Chapman Brothers, not only in this session of Back Porch Bluegrass, but a little bit later on. I tend to do a bit of trolling around op shops or thrift stores, as you might call them, or second-hand shops. And occasionally I look in the LP bin because everyone throws out their Peter, Paul and Mary albums and their Yvonne Rebroff albums and the Seekers albums and things like that. And it's very rare that I find something that's applicable to bluegrass music. But would you believe it, in a shop in Hamilton, I found a Sugar Hill LP by Byron Berline and John Hickman called Double Trouble. I could hardly believe my eyes. For $2, I got this great album, barely been played, and I was just so pleased with that. I saw Byron Berline and John Hickman when BCH, Berline, Crary and Hickman, together with Steve Spurgeon, came to New Zealand in the late 1970s, I think it might have been, or early 1980s. Just wonderful players. And this album is all just fiddle and banjo, just like those old things that Lester Flandell Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys used to do in the middle of their live concerts with Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren. I always enjoyed those fiddle and banjo tunes. So we're going to hear a couple in this session of Back Porch Bluegrass. And the first one is one called Double Trouble. And in the notes, Byron says, D is a pretty key for fiddle, and it works well on all strings from the first to the third positions. This is for all the fiddle players out there. We chose this tune for the album title because John is always getting me into trouble. Double Trouble is a good name for a fiddle tune for a fiddle and banjo. And let's hear them. I'll get the old record player fired up here, and we'll hear John Hickman and Byron Berline. Thank you. what a great tune that is. And those guys are great at playing together, aren't they? That it's a beautiful little tinge of phrase that just matched each other in timing and emphasis. I always got a soft spot for Byron Berline because it was his version of Hamilton County that he played with the Dillers that gave us our name and has stuck with us right through my entire musical life. So Byron Berline had a big influence on there. But hope you enjoyed that fiddle and banjo duet by John Hickman and Byron Berline. I'll get to some local news now. We have a young bluegrass band in New Zealand called You, Me, Everybody. And they do a fine job of playing very contemporary bluegrass music, headed by the Frangos Rhodes brothers, Lawrence on guitar and Sam on mandolin and fiddle, Nat Talkington on banjo, Kim Boddington on guitar, and the bass player, Rob Henderson, I'm pretty sure it is on bass. They're doing a tour around New Zealand of various venues in New Zealand to promote a new album. And this, if you want to catch You, Me, Everybody for in 2026 on March the 12th, they're at the Meteor Theatre right here in Hamilton. March the 13th, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. March the 15th, they're at Whangatau Hall in Whangatau, up near Warkworth. March the 20th, they're at New Plymouth at the Little Theatre in New Plymouth. April the 11th at 116 in Whangarei. And June the 27th, Barrytown Hall in Barrytown, Greymouth, down the South Island, and then July the 1st, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So tickets for those dates are currently on sale with various venue-specific booking sites available. So just put in You, Me, Everybody and click the concert that you want to go to, and I'm pretty sure you'll find them there. I'm going to play you a track off their new album. This is one called Silver Spoon.
Dear old, I've known his struggle and strife. I work for the rich farmer, I cook and clean his house. No one here to notice me, I am the kitchen mouse. The silver spoon will bite your tongue, so I makes you thirsty. I will learn to know my place, please God grant me mercy. Thank you.
That's Yumi, everybody, a little bit of contemporary approach to sort of bluegrassy and folk music there. You can see them on March the 14th in Hamilton, and then those subsequent dates. Go and see them. I think you'll enjoy the concert. Let's hear from the Price Sisters now. This is an album from 2017, so it's not that long ago. Still young ladies. Lauren Price on mandolin, Leanna Price on fiddle. Leanna sings lead in this one, and Lauren does the harmony. They've got Charlie Cushman on banjo, Brian Sutton on guitar, Mike Bubb on bass when those things are needed. Here they are doing the old Delmore Brothers song, Singing My Troubles Away. That is a great song. I really do love it, and they did a fine version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you music from my shelves. Sometimes it's on the LP shelves, sometimes it's on the CD shelves. Most often it's on the CD shelves. And I dig out albums that I think have some music on them that you might enjoy. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been listening to bluegrass music from the time I first heard Flatten Scruggs play, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it and totally immersed in it. And I'm a banjo player mostly, and although like everybody else, you learn to play a few other things as well along the way. And I just enjoy so much about bluegrass music. I love the way it all integrates to make a very satisfactory sound, and hopefully you're the same. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton. Perfect sponsor to have for Back Porch Bluegrass. And if you go and see the folks at Shearer's, they'll help you buy anything from some new flat picks or finger picks to a new Martin guitar and lots of instruments along the way. They might have a Deering banjo in there. They might have a mandolin. They've got thousands of ukuleles and violins from entry level to really good quality, and lots of good advice from the people because they're all